The Estevan Bruins went on the road this weekend and came away with a pair of victories over division rivals. Up first was a 3-2 win over the Melville Millionaires on Friday night. Melville's Colby Ball opened the scoring with 2:09 to play in the first period, and Matt Kimhus doubled the lead 6:41 into the second. The Bruins would get all the offense they needed in just over 5 minutes of the middle frame. Logan Ziegler put the Bruins on the board 2:05 after Kimhus's goal. Then Owen Barrow scored on a power play 2:08 later to tie the game. Sam McPeak scored 2:59 after Barrow's goal to give the Bruins the lead. It was McPeak's first goal in the SJHL. According to the game sheet, the Bruins had just 6 shots on goal in the period. Neither team scored in the final 20 minutes. Cam Herdliska stopped 22 of the 24 shots he faced for Estevan. Clement Labillois made 19 saves for Melville. The following night, the Bruins defeated the Yorkton Terriers 3-2. Tyce Vries opened the scoring for Yorkton just 3:49 into the first period, but 1:40 later, Evan Forrest tied the game for the Bruins. Alex Blanchard's goal 35 seconds into the second period put the Bruins up 2-1. The score came on a 2-man Bruin advantage. Greg Nelson tied the game for Yorkton in the third. A few minutes later, it appeared the Bruins had taken a 3-2 lead on a shot by Forrest, but the officials ruled the puck hit the crossbar when it actually hit the bar at the back of the net. A short time later, Salvatore Calora scored the winner with 6:15 to play in the third. Herdliska stopped 21 of the 23 shots he faced for the Bruins, while Caleb Allen made 20 saves on 23 shots for the Terriers. The Bruins, 15-13, will be back on the ice on November 25 when they visit the Weyburn Red Wings. That game will start at 7 p.m.